You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 262 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod.
It's Kyle and Ben. Happy Friday. Ben's got wine going down, and I have a belly full of Panda Express. So there's no telling what could happen. There could be sounds, everything, smells, whatever. We'll see. We'll see how this thing. This is a scratch and sniff show. How about that?
What'd you have from Panda Express?
Everything. We got the family meal. We got
Kung Pao. What the hell's a family meal?
You get like three meats, two sides, and it's crazy. You get a crap load of food for $40. It's amazing.
That's phenomenal.
But anyway, let me tell you what else is amazing. That's Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Use coupon code BLEAV on your initial deposit, BLEAV, and get a 50% welcome bonus. Give them $100, they're going to give you 50 back to play with. Basketball every single night, still. It's getting February. You start kind of getting anxious for March Madness. You better have your account ready. You better have your account ready to roll. Because it's going to be hot. So Bet Online, it's where the game starts. All right, Ben.
Yes, sir.
There was a fun tweet that went out when you're listening to this. It came out yesterday on February the 2nd, and it was from the account Flushing It. Okay, and Flushing It became sort of the breaking news Twitter account for the Live Tour. They were breaking news on the Live Tour. You need to follow them before like anybody. And they only got like 20,000 followers. It's not like a verified account. No idea who this is. I think it's a guy. It's an ex-pro. He's like a fan page. He's a secret ex-pro. But anyway, so he's connected. And he just simply says, I'm trying to get it up. The story of my life. he says, if there was a Live versus PGA Tour team event right now in Ryder Cup format with Phil and Tiger as captains, it would be the most watched golf event in history.
Yes.
First of all, let's take the last part of the statement. And I mean, is there any doubt in your mind, Ben? Is there any argument otherwise that would not be? I would almost put it up against any sport, big time sporting event. I think it would blow it. I think it would blow it out.
No, I disagree. I disagree with that.
Sans the Super Bowl. I think World Cup. I think World Series. I think NBA Finals. I think it would absolutely blow it out of the water.
Yeah, everything. But and you're talking major events because I mean the thing is even with
every golf major, Masters,
it definitely would beat everything golf related's ass for sure. Because and one reason being, I don't agree totally with him that it'd blow everybody out. Because even a friggin' random NFL game on a Sunday of teams that we don't even care about outranks the best college football game on that weekend. So those guys, you know, Super Bowl's always going to crush it. But as far as this golf wise. Yeah, that's another reason they won't do it, because this is going to make the majors look like shit if they did this. Because this is animosity playing. You know,
this is true hatred.
Unless the Ryder
they're faking
Cup,
everything.
Yeah, that could be, and we may get to that a little bit later on as some stuff came out today with Spieth. But if we don't, we'll save that for next week because it was pretty cool. But this is, you're right, hatred. This is animosity. This is. You know, this is what we deal with in the state of Alabama with the Iron Bowl. I mean, this is something that, you know, it could be, they could set the date for this, Kyle.
Yeah.
To take place November 1 of 2023. And you and I would have to mention it on every podcast we do between now and November 1.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that's what it would be. And, you know, they could either set it for 2 weeks from now, or they could do a great job and build it up and say, this time next year, we're doing a match between the two of them. And that would be the talk of golf for the next year. It would overshadow majors this year, because even at the majors, they'd be going, well, you know, next year, they're going to be doing this.
Yep.
Like, so, yeah, it would, it by far would, it would be the highest rated golf programming that's ever taken place on television.
It would be absolutely incredible. It's something that when this whole thing kind of started, this is what we said has to happen. Like this eventually will happen. It's got to happen. And almost we feel like it may be we're all being duped, and this has been part of the plan the whole time. But Here's my question. Do you think is it too early, or is flushing it hinting something out there? Because remember, whoever he is, broke every person that was signing with LIV before they signed with LIV. So Does he have some sort of behind the scenes?
And he's followed by Phil, by the way. Like, you know, Phil doesn't have he doesn't follow a lot of people. So
and Phil could be his source. Phil may be his source. But is he hinting something? Is he hinting something out there? And then Phil's comment where it was like he responded where it was like, yeah, we would kill him basically, or something
his,
like that.
His quote is because he replied to Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead was a NFL player, so that's another thing. You want to talk about the power of NFL? Yeah. Woodhead, a former NFL player, is the guy that caught on to this, and he's the one that quote tweeted flushing it. Phil responded to Woodhead and said, it sounds great, but we would dominate them so soundly and it would be over so quick that TV would have to fill an hour of dead time. That's why it's not happening at this time. That's the part that got me, that they're teasing it for about a year from now. That's why it would not happen at this time.
At this time, yeah.
Because they're still recruiting. You know, you just saw Tom Hoge. He just decided he's going to not go live. He announced that. He said he had the option. He was approached. So we don't know how many of these guys are being talked to behind the scenes. Yeah. That a year from now, people keep forgetting LIV just got through how many events was it? 12, dude, 12 total. Is that right this past year?
Yeah.
Is it not? Yeah. So they've only played in 12 events. Everybody acts like it's been going on for the last 5 years. It's still new.
It's very new.
They're still recruiting players that may be pissed off with the PGA. I mean, clearly the players now have seen what the PGA's done, that they were holding back, because now when LIV flexed their muscle and flexed their money, the PGA was like, okay, so now we're going to have these elevated events and we're going to give you more money. And some of the players are kind of like, well, why the hell we weren't getting that money before? Like, why are we doing that now?
Right.
So some of them clearly have been rubbed wrong by the way the PGA has handled this. And it wouldn't shock me if they get more players and this time next year an announcement is made, we're going to do it. Now, the question is, will the PGA Tours, will they wuss out? Will some of them be like, I'm not doing that? Because they got nothing to win in this except to prove that they're better.
Yeah.
LIV's got nothing to lose, because if they do lose, LIV's like, well, I mean, we are a smaller field than y'all, so y'all got more to pick from. Like, it's definitely a David versus Goliath type event.
Sure.
Depending on how many people you choose, because we'll get to that in a little bit. We'll kind of run down the list. Golf Digest produced a list for it and kind of did some matchups, and they've got 13 matches taking place at 13 players apiece. And I told you before the pod, I said, you reduce that to about six instead of 13, I think you got a hell of a match, man. I think that's a hell of a Saturday if you want to do just a Saturday-Sunday event, and that's it.
Dude, I want it full Ryder Cup. I want it 12. I mean, I want 12.
You want 4 days, don't you? You want it.
I want the full Monty. I want alternate shot.
Ball, alternate shot, individual play, all that stuff.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
I'm with you.
We're getting the matchups. We're getting the thing we've always, asked for, the drama, everything that we've always asked for. Like, of course, I want a full on war. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I am. You're of the opinion that this is still, maybe a year and a half to 2 years away. Something about what the Ryder Cup is this year. I think at or is it the President's? Which one is this year?
President's Cup.
It's at Quail Hollow, correct?
Yeah.
The one in Charlotte. So next year's Ryder Cup, like they're not going to get rid of the Ryder Cup.
No.
So I don't know. Flushing it, I always pay attention to what they say.
It is the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, the Ryder Cup's what I thought. The Ryder Cup is this year.
You could do it next year because next year would be the President's Cup. President's Cup is I've argued with that format for a while now. I think the Americans get a distinct advantage on the President's Cup, but whatever.
I agree too.
And so, I mean, the Ryder Cup, but then again, I say they should let people other than Europeans be in the Ryder Cup, but that's not the tradition of it. So that's the whole reason the President's Cup got arranged, so other guys could play. Meanwhile, America's just sending out the same two teams both times, both years in a row. And let me tell you something. If you can follow Flushing, you find this tweet. Phil goes off on a bunch of people. Number one, he makes a sexist joke towards one dude and says, man, we're speaking guy talk here.
Oh, boy.
That's going to get him in trouble.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
He also addresses the official official world golf rankings, colluding to exclude LIV golf players from getting points in one of his comments back to somebody. And then one guy says, Tiger Woods, come on, man, let's make this happen. And then Phil tweets back and says, tell him he can use a cart.
Doesn't that seem like this kind of stuff that he would do leading up to the actual matches?
Yeah.
That's what kind of freaks me out about this thing. Like, could it be going down?
Yeah, he's
– you know, that's like corny Phil before these matches. I don't know. Look, speaking of the matches, we're going to go down the matchups that Golf Digest put out of what could be, and we're going to go through what we think would happen in each one. But before we do that, we want to give a shout-out to Primo Golf Apparel. The best golf pants you can buy right now. I'm telling you, you will not put on anything more comfortable than their joggers. They're absolutely phenomenal.
Actually, it's not more comfortable. I don't think you bought them yet. I bought two pairs of shorts last year.
Okay.
They're pretty damn comfortable too.
I'm getting the shorts. I got the shorts on deck when it warms up.
A white pair and a khaki pair is the two that I went normal. Boy. Yeah, I went normal. But the white... Oh, they're bright white, buddy. I'm going to look good. My white legs are going to look great.
Yeah, we're going to have to start tanning them legs a little bit soon. But yeah, they got pants. The joggers are untouchable. They're phenomenal. They got shorts. They got polos. They got blade collar polos, regular polos, hoodies. Mm-hmm. They got three different colors of hoodies, and they all look absolutely phenomenal. I'm all in on joggers. I'm all in on Primo Golf Apparel. Use coupon code DADPOD, P-O-D, DADPOD15. Take 15% off every single order you can ever imagine. Use it one at a time. Make a big purchase and use it. Who cares? It doesn't go away. So use your coupon code, save big, Primo Golf Apparel. If you want to be on the cutting edge, if you want to look good, you want to turn heads, check them out.
Hey, a little hookup too. You can double up on coupons. They let you know a lot of websites won't let you use two for one. You either got to use one or the other. If you will go ahead, even if you're not looking at buying right now, get on there, make yourself a wish list, because this is what I did, and that's how I got the shorts. My wife had her go get those. This was right before Christmas, because they will send you emails if you're on the mailing list, and they will tell you about sales that are coming up, and they will give you a coupon code. You can use that code and the Dad Pod code to go along with it to get the extended discount.
Want you to know that, but you can do it. All right. So Golf Digest, like we said, they got in the mix on this whole conversation, and they tweeted out a list of matchups. And we're going to go through this list of matchups, and we're just going to tell – first of all, they would be phenomenal. The matchups would be phenomenal, and how we think they would play out. So, Ben, I'm going to read them off, and then we'll just kind of discuss quickly how we think they're going to go. Okay? So, I'm going to start at the bottom. How about that?
I think that's good. I think it gets better as you move up to the top. You get more famous names towards the top. At least on the LIV Golf side, you get more famous names towards the top.
So, they got their last match, the 13th match. They got Scottie Scheffler, PGA Tour, versus Mark Leishman.
That's an absolute ass whooping by Scottie Scheffler.
I saw Scottie Scheffler hitting in the snow yesterday. He is ready to go.
I mean, that match would be it may be over after 11 holes.
Yeah. That would be a slaughter. That would be an absolute. I feel like they're just throwing that one out there and saying, let's just go ahead and take an L.
I mean,
big L, Leishman, and Scottie. I feel like that would be
just a former world number one against Mark Leishman. Are you kidding me? And he was just number one last year. So,
yeah,
that would be an absolute shellacking. Again, it may be like Tiger Woods and Stephen Anderson.
Four and three at best.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Four and three would be considered a loss by Scheffler if it's four and three.
All right. Match 12, Colin Morikawa versus Matthew Wolf.
Yep. So do we get Colin Morikawa, the guy that still doesn't know if he's going to hit the draw or the fade, or do we get the guy that can hit his six iron closer than most people hit their wedges? Because if we get that guy, he is going to – I don't know that he's going to just absolutely dismantle Wolf like Scheffler would Leishman, but I do give the win to Colin Morikawa because he's somebody that he can teeter back his swing a little bit and he can still punch it out there 280, 290 dead straight. And you know how he is with his irons. I mean, he said before, when he starts losing it off the tee, he feels so comfortable with his irons, he just starts hitting three wood, and he knows he can hit the middle of the green with any iron in his bag. So,
yeah,
I gotta go with Colin on that, just because in match play, if Wolf goes ahead of him and gets in trouble, Colin literally can dial it down and tee off with a three iron and then hit a three iron into the green, and it's just like me and you teeing off with a driver and then hitting a wedge into the green.
So, which Wolf do we get? Do we get like kind of carefree, good, like winning early on tour type Wolf who finished sixth in the Live Cup points? Or do you get Matt Wolf who can't break 80?
From what I saw last year, because I started watching the YouTube events, I think we get can't break 80 Matt Wolf.
Yeah, that we have an inside source down in South Florida at a very prestigious club, and that Matthew Wolf was a member of, that said, it's bad. He can't break. It's hard for him to break 80 out here.
Oh, he's got all kinds of squirrels in his head, man. Yeah. I mean, he's dealing with some mental rats right now. So, yeah, I think I don't know that it would be over in 11 or 12 holes like it would with Scottie Scheffler, but it would. I mean, a 3-2, I could see a 3-2 easily out of Colin.
2-0 PGA Tour. All right, let's pick up speed a little bit. Patrick Cantlay, Joachim Niemann. It's a good match, I think. This would be an excellent, excellent match.
Good matchup. Probably go 17. I still give it to Cantlay.
I think I go Niemann on this one.
Really?
I think I go Niemann on this one. I don't know. I like him. He seems like he's got something to prove. I love his tee. I love him off the tee.
In match play, we're gonna get hatless Cantlay. He plays a lot better like Rory does with no hat.
What pants is Cantlay wearing? That's going to be a big, big thing.
He doesn't have a sponsor, so I hope that his wife put him in something that actually makes him look decent. I hadn't seen that sweet ass in the last couple of tournaments, so we shall see if the dad bod really shows up or not.
We'll call that one a draw. How about that? Yeah. So we got PGA 2-0-1 right now. 2-0-1. Max Homa, Sergio Garcia.
Max Homa has won six tournaments in the last 2 years. I'm not picking him against anybody on the other side of that list.
Max
Homa may be the number one golfer on that side besides John Rahm, who has won four tournaments in the last six events he's played in. So the two hottest golfers, they've got towards the damn bottom. I don't get that, because Max Homa is on fire right now.
Well, the PGA is so deep. That's why. Max Homa would beat Sergio Garcia so badly that it would get like a TVMA rating, I think.
Yes.
It would get a bad rating. PGA Tour 3-0-1.
Yep.
Easily. All right. This is an interesting match. John Rahm, Brooks Koepka. That would be a fun match to watch if Koepka's healthy. If Koepka's healthy, that could be a absolute slugfest. absolute slugfest.
Kyle, this is, I'm going to go ahead and give the nod to Rahm just because I said he won four tournaments in his last six tries. He's playing good golf right now.
Yeah.
However, this would be one of the most fun matches to watch because I hope that both of them in that match would play like shit so we'd see both their tempers. That would be so much cut, have them both mic'd up and hear every cuss word in the book of what's going on between the two because both of them have tempers.
So
I
Brooks,
would love to see this.
Brooks got healthy at the end of the year last year.
Yep.
And he finished ninth and then he won at in Dubai, the last event. Shot 12 under. He shot 13 under and 12 under in the last two in the last two events. I think if both are healthy, man, I'll probably still go Rahm, but it
yeah,
will be
I can't go against Rahm right now.
It would be close. It will be very. I think it will be close, and I would not. It would not shock me at all if Brooks won. It would not shock me at all. So let's go Rahm. So now they're 4-0-1. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tom Kim, Ian Poulter.
I will go on record right now, and I do not like him whatsoever. So you know I'm not going to pick Tom Kim because everybody loves Tom Kim. I will never pick against Ian Poulter in a match play event.
Yeah.
Just won't do it. I don't care who he's playing. He is a different breed during match play.
He played like rancid ass all last year on the Live Tour. But I think he was leading the Hero Dubai Desert Classic.
Yeah.
After two rounds, maybe?
Mm-hmm. After second round, yeah.
He played really well.
Rory jumped up in the third round. It was either the first or second round because Rory led it after that.
He played really, really well. I think he had a top 12 finish, maybe, something like that. I got to go back and look at what the scores were. But I'm with you. Like, Tom Kim, though, is fiery. Tom Kim doesn't get, you know, he does not get, like, intimidated.
No. They're both fun. This would be a fun match to follow because a lot of people wouldn't because of the two names. This would be a fun match, like, if you and I went to the event to follow this group because they're both just fun, like, guys to watch, number one, play just with their antics and the way they act. And I can't pull against Poulter in any match. Until Poulter reaches the senior tour, I'm not pulling against him in any match play.
He finished top six at the Dubai Desert Classic. He beat a bunch of good dudes. I would call that a – I think I would take – who you're taking Poulter?
I'm taking Poulter because they don't have a lot of wins, so I think that he's somebody that –
That's one you can win.
He would shoulder it because, number one, he could win. Number two, he's big on team play and boosting up his teammates by pumping them up and doing the whole, you know, pumping the chest and all that. Like, he steps up in events like this. So just to make sure his team sees him do that, and hopefully they'll follow. And so I take Poulter.
So they're four. It's 4-1-2. So four PGA Tour's four, Live Golf's one, two ties. Okay.
Okay.
The next one is Matt Fitzpatrick, Bryson DeChambeau. Let's pick up a little bit of speed. Matt Fitzpatrick, Bryson DeChambeau. I'm going. I think I'm going to go Fitz on this one.
I'll make it easy. I won't go into detail. I'll go with DeChambeau. I'm still not sold on Fitz. I understand he played fairly well last year. He's still not tops in my mind, so I'll go with DeChambeau.
Okay, 4-2-2. All right, let's go. Tony Finau, Paul Casey, probably the most boring match on here.
There's no
doubt. Maybe the next one's a little bit more boring, but I go Paul Casey because Finau seems to kind of wilt a little bit under pressure, and I'm going to go Paul Casey right there.
The only reason I'm going Finau on this is because of his length advantage over Casey, and I think that plays into it in match play when you're constantly having to be the first to go because you never are able to hit it further than the next dude.
It's fair. That's fair. All right. This would be a pretty boring match.
This would be the most boring match on the whole course.
Yeah. Nobody would be following this group. Xander Schauffele, Abraham Answer. Love both of them. Both have no personality on the golf course whatsoever. Both are very – Schauffele may have the little bit, he's a little bit longer. They have like the inverse game, I feel like. Answer's an unbelievable putter, unbelievable, like dead eye scorer. Schauffele will overpower you a little bit, but he can't putt he used to be able to putt really well. Then he tried to change things, go to the arm lock, and I don't feel like he's ever been the same since.
Change putters, change stance, change grip. It's he's a mental case right now.
I still think I'd probably take Shoffley. I think that one, this one would probably end up in a draw, but I would take Shoffley.
Do I have to pick or can I do draw? I say draw because Shoffley's not playing. Yeah, I would say draw too. He's not playing great right now because he was in the field last week and he just did not play well. And answer, he does what you have to do in match play, and he's good with his wedges and his putter. Like, he's going to make putts to save par when he's not supposed to. He's going to drain a 65-foot putt, you know, par putt.
You got a birdie to beat him. You got a birdie to beat him. And
right, because Shoffley's going to miss the 6-foot birdie and end up, you know, they're going to end up with no blood on a, you know, on a hole because of that. So I call it a draw because, as you just said, just the same reason I said with Finau, I think Shoffley has a chance to, he's always going to be hitting second, so he'll be able to make choices because Answer can't hit it that far.
Yeah.
But Answer's going to make putts that Shoffley, Answer's going to make 30-foot putts and Shoffley's going to miss 6-footers. So that's a problem in match play.
Next match, Rory McIlroy versus Cam Smith. I think Rory McIlroy beats everybody on this team by as many shots as he wants to name, except for Cam Smith. That's the only person I don't think he can beat. I think Cam Smith would wax Rory.
First off, from
the tee to the from 1 to 18 or to 16.
Listen, we made fun of it. You and I did. Nate even chimed in from time to time. They make fun of Cam Smith always getting out of trouble. But the thing is, in match play, when you do that, it's a killer for the other guy.
It's absolutely debilitating.
I mean, you know, when Kisner said it best. He said, they can hit as far as they want. He said, I'm just going to punch it down the fairway, and I'm going to go up one putt while they're three putting, and I'm going to end up winning the hole. So I'm not really worried about it. And I think that Cam Smith is that guy. I do hate that Golf Digest did not match up Patrick Reed with Rory just for the friggin' drama. Because this came out after all the drama this past weekend.
Missed opportunity.
So why they didn't put these two together, I don't know.
Missed opportunity.
But in this setting,
the match with Patrick Reed, there's a little beef there.
I'm with you. I think Cameron Smith,
I think Rory beats the crap out of every single person on the LIV Tour except Cam Smith. That's all. I think there's just nobody is going to ever intimidate him, and he thinks he can beat any player you put him up against.
Well, I take that back. You say that, I would like DJ against Rory too, because DJ is one of the few on that side that can outdrive Rory by 20 or 30 yards when he wants.
DJ is just not a killer, man. DJ's not a killer.
He was friggin' undefeated in the Ryder Cup the last time. And before that, he hadn't had a loss in like the last two Ryder Cups.
Yeah, but he hasn't played. Who does he play against in the Ryder Cup? Like,
still, I'm saying he loves this match play type mentality. Mm-hmm. If Rory played DJ, I would probably – the two guys that can beat Rory, I think, are Cameron Smith and DJ. But they're not matched up, DJ and Rory, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, next match, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed.
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. I take Jordan Spieth, too.
Yeah. Putting. D. Reed is – at some point, he's going to break down mentally, Kyle. With all the people that are against him.
Yeah, you're right. You can't be mean guy forever. Like, you got to have a heel turn eventually. You got to turn away from being a heel eventually. Psychologically, you just can't have it. This is an interesting match at number two. Justin Thomas against Dustin Johnson. I think it goes 17 holes, but I think Dustin Johnson wins. I think the Justin – that's hard to say. Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson. Anyway, I think Justin
So who
Thomas
do you have?
Fights.
Did you just say that Justin Johnson was going to win, or did you say that Thomas was going to win?
I think I said Dustin Thomas. No, Dustin Johnson wins at the wire. I think maybe 17 on hole 17 or 18. I think it's a fight back and forth because Justin Thomas is just a scrapper. But I definitely go. I think I go
I'm with
DJ.
I go DJ on this. DJ, I just love, and it's, he is just like Poulter in these sort of events. So he's proved that over about the last, 10 years, his record in Ryder Cup and President's Cup play. He just is a guy that it is tough to beat. Yeah. And I think a lot of that's got to do with what you know, some of the comments that Spieth made today in the press conference at Pebble, or yesterday he made the press conference, where he's just a, number one, he's a likable guy, but number two, he's just an imposing guy when he's on the golf course. He's tall, he's athletic, he doesn't let you get in his head. That could be due to lack of intelligence. I don't know. I'm not sure, but still, he just is. He's unflappable. Unflappable. I mean, think about it. When he grounded his club in the bunker and they told him on the green that that's what took place, he took his hat off, but he didn't look just completely dejected. He just looked like, well, shit. Okay. Yeah. And just right. moved on. Like it was nothing. So, yeah, he's unflappable. He's a guy that you want in match play. I mean, I'm taking DJ overtime. Now, that's tough because, tough for me to say as an Auburn guy. I love JT, but I'm taking DJ.
I love Justin Thomas. I don't care where I don't care if he played for Saudi Arabia.
Don't say it. God damn it.
I love him. I love him. All right. And then the I don't know if they want to, like, if this, I guess they're just saying captains will face off too. Tiger Woods versus Phil as the last match.
Mm-hmm. This is going to pain me to say this.
Oh, it's going to pain me too, but it's going to happen. It would happen. I mean, Phil beat him when he was healthy.
He beat him when he was healthy, and not just that. You know, that was one thing on that chain of tweets that I was reading a while ago. If somebody said, Tiger Woods, you think you can hang with him? And he said, yeah, thank him for the $9 million I won off of him not too long ago, talking about the match. Like, tournament play, I can give the nod to Tiger because Tiger has a different persona in tournament play. But in match play, Phil just is – over Tiger and Tiger's health issues. Listen, this would be a no-brainer if we were talking primetime Tiger. This early 2000s, you'd forget it. This is, it's over in 13 holes and Tiger wins. But today's Tiger versus today's Phil, I mean, Phil still outdrives him, and Phil's older than him. I mean, Phil's in his 50s.
Yeah.
And he's still hitting the ball further than Tiger is. So
let's do the record. Let's do the record. Phil, it would be a Phil in a landslide, I think.
Yeah.
So you got, let's see.
That's another reason they wouldn't actually do this right now, Kyle. They got to make sure some of these guys, if they're going to put Tiger in it, they got to make sure he can compete. He's not going to go out there and get embarrassed.
So you got PGA Tour. It's 0-1,
mm-hmm.
0-2, 1-2, 1-3. What are we saying on Xander Schauffele?
Schauffele and Answer, we gave a draw. It was a draw. Yeah.
So we said 1-3, so it'd be 1.5-3.5. Paul Casey, man, 1.5-4.5. Matt Fitzpatrick and DeChambeau, was that a draw?
That was a draw because I took
so 2-5. Tom Kim, Ian Poulter, gosh, 2-6.
Well, no, we took Poulter on there, yeah, right?
2-6. Yeah. John Rahm, Koepka, 3-6. Max Homa, Sergio, 4-6. Cantlay and Neiman.
That was a draw.
4.5, 6.5. Morikawa win. 5.5, 6.5. Scheffler win. 6.5, 6.5. So we said it's essentially it'd come down to a draw. And honestly, before I thought about this, I looked at the list and thought it would be a PGA Tour blowout, but it may actually be the PGA Tour's deeper, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But the top of the live may be better than the top of the PGA Tour. The top half of the live may be better than the top of the PGA Tour. I don't know. It's an interesting bout. Your matchups could be different. This is just what Golf Digest said. So just based off the Golf Digest list, I think the way it really would play out, I think the PGA Tour would win. If this thing faced off the way they would do matchups, I think the PGA Tour would win. I just think they're deeper. Let me say this.
I think if they play at the end of the season, where two full seasons have gone through, like Liv played their season, PGA's played their season, and then the next week they all tee it up and play this, I think the PGA Tour wins. I think that PGA Tour guys have kind of figured themselves out. They've gotten in more of a rhythm, more of a routine, because they're not splitting up weeks and that kind of stuff. Okay. Let's not talk about them being tired. All these guys are in great shape. I think if they do this at the first of the season, where they take that 6 weeks to 8 weeks off, and then they play, I think that it turns out like what you and I are talking about. It's more of a 6.5 to 6.5, or it's more of a 7-6 final. It's a lot closer. That's just my opinion. Just because I will say, I don't know. I'm putting words in everybody's mouth there, but I do agree with the PGA Tour players. With the time off that these LIV players have, they even admitted that they're not putting in as much work as they did when they were on tour. So I don't know that if it went a full season and at the end of the season, the very next week, they did this, I think the PGA Tour guys would be more prepared and be more in sync with their game, and it may be a shellacking if they did that. That's just my opinion.
I think both sides would get fired up for this one, but I still think I would give the edge big time to the I'll give the edge big time to the PGA Tour for sure.
What if they did this and did it at Augusta? Oh shit!
That'll
be so amazing.
Pebble. What about Pebble?
Or Pebble? It would need to be at a major place that we all know. It need to be
or
at Sawgrass.
Holy shit! What if they did it at TPC Scottsdale?
Golly, with 16? Are you kidding me?
Oh, that closing four holes. Are you kidding me? Hit 17. Think about 17.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My gosh. The drivable par four. Wow. Yeah. That would be epic. That would be an unbelievable match play course.
Dude, what an unbelievable atmosphere. Can you imagine what tickets would be to that? Oh, my gosh.
It'd be sick. Let's make it happen. Flushing it's on to something. I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right, happy Friday, happy weekend, guys. Pebbles over the weekend. Watch the Pro-Am. We're going to talk about it, how we think we can make this tournament better. I don't know why, but I just want to see all amateurs. It's like I want it to be Lake Tahoe over again. But I want to see more amateurs. But course looks beautiful. First round's in the books. It always does. It always looks great. So y'all have a great weekend. Play some golf, and we'll talk back on Monday. It's episode 262 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod, and we're always
stroking.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.